A sword with an ornamented crossguard and with a blade with an inscription reading Symmachilis and Symbikius. Four iron swords are displayed in one of the glass cases. Each has a handle known as a hilt and a long, flat blade with sharp edges used for attack. A small horizontal bar, known as crossguard, is located between the blade and the hilt. It protected the knight's hand from sliding over to the blade. You can easily tell that it's been quite a while since the swords were made. Just look at the wear marks. The sword's surface is rough, small holes can be seen in the crossguards, and the blades are chipped here and there. One of the hilts has a broken endpiece, and a tip is missing from one of the crossguards. In the Middle Ages, inscriptions were sometimes made on swords. One of our swords has one too, the one that's approximately 80 centimetres long. The letters are rather unclear, but you will notice that they form an inscription in Latin. I'm not very good at reading. Perhaps I should have been more attentive when the Benedictine nuns ran the first school for girls in Poznan. Another opportunity came much later, when the so-called Ludwika's school was opened in the former chapel. The school owes its name to its founder, Duchess Ludwika Radziwiłłowa. However, I was never really attracted to learning, and I always felt sympathy for those girls sitting in their school desks for hours on end. I know that some sword inscriptions were supposed to give the warriors God's protection and to help them win, but most often these signs were just the names of the sword's makers. Reading them is quite difficult, not only for me. Even scholars struggle with them, as inscriptions often contain spelling mistakes. Besides, if time has been cruel to a sword, you really need to try hard to see the blurred letters at all.